Well, we've got all kinds of wonderful stuff coming up here. You know, I can be a guest for a couple of minutes if you like. Or we've got Barbara Byers, who is our next guest. I'm not sure. Joe, are you? We're ready to go with Barbara. Wonderful.
She's here.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Listen, so what? You are from the Life Saving Society, correct? Is that what it's called?
That is right. You are correct.
Okay, Barbara, tell us first, you're the public education director for that society.
Yeah.
Tell us what your society does and what you do at the position.
Yeah, we're a charity. We're a Commonwealth organization, so we have offices, branches around the world. And our sole focus is keeping people safe when they're on the water, so drowning prevention. And my job as the public education director is to develop programs and do all sorts of messaging, as well as conduct research to reach out to the public to tell them what they need to know to be safe around water, because we live in a country with so much incredibly beautiful water, and we freeze a lot in the winter. So summer is our happy time, and so I really like to reach out and just share some tips and some information about keeping people safe on the water, because when people go out fishing or boating, their whole goal is to have an amazing, wonderful time. But unfortunately and sadly, there are fatalities every year. So we, at this time of year, and it's National Drowning Prevention Week, just the end of the week, it's a time of year when more people are out in the water and the weather's great and kids are out of school. But it's also the time of year where there are more fatalities, and especially with incredibly beautiful sunny weather that we have had for a while. So most of these drownings are preventable. So our hope is that if we can share some of the facts and some of the safety tips, that people will have a great time on the water and be safe.
Wonderful. I see here in a recent news story that drownings in Quebec are up this year. Is that true for Ontario as well?
They're about the same this year versus last year. So as of yesterday, 54 people in Ontario versus 56 last year. But what's important in terms of stats in Ontario is that this month of July, there have been 26, so almost one a day. And last
wow.
year there were 18 in July. So the combination of the cold winter, the cold ice that stayed longer, as we all well know,
high
water level kept people away from the water while all of that was being, dealt with and nature was doing its thing. And then the cold spring, you know, got fishing started later, got boating started later. So we had, you know, many fewer drownings until about June, and where the weather really turned and got to be really nice. And July has been a hot, hot, sunny, like perfect month as far as I'm concerned for weather. But and with that, people go out swimming, they go out boating, and there have been fatalities. But for many of your listeners who are probably boaters as well as fishing enthusiasts, boating fatalities are about the same as last year, 11 so far for the whole year. So 11 too many because...
Yeah, exactly. 11 too many is right. Barbara, we're gonna keep you on here, but we're gonna have to take a
sure.
break. This is
sure.
very interesting, and I think people need to know about that. So we got Barbara Byers going to talk to us more about water safety after the break. But we have to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Ah, son, Roller Martin here, TV show host and bass tournament winner. You know, when I travel, I'm constantly asked about my biggest fish I've ever caught. Well, my biggest fish was an 875-pound bluefin tuna caught with none other than Angelo Viola in Nova Scotia just a couple years ago.
You got him, buddy!
Now, you listen to Angelo on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. He'll put you on where to go and how to catch your biggest fish ever.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journal radio show, live on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and online at ogjradio.com. Sorry about that little pause we had beforehand, but that was probably my fault because I'm not used to this helm position and letting my people at The Fan know, Derek and Jessica, because they're doing their job. I have to do my job right, so just a quick apology for that. Right on, brother. Of course, we're going to explain quickly again that we're sitting in. Steve Mnizwicki and myself are sitting in for Angela Viola, a recovering Angela Viola who suffered a heart attack and is on the mend right now at home under great care with his family, had great care with the doctors, et cetera. And we know he's going to be back. He's a tough bugger, and he's going to be back for sure.
Oh, for sure. He's listening right now. Good morning, Ange.
I love your voice, brother. Good morning, Ange. On the line with us, we had her before the break, Barbara Byers, Public Education Director for the Life Saving Society in Canada. And we had just gotten into the Steve asked her about some drowning, up numbers in drowning in Quebec. And then she started talking about other ones. So, Barbara, you're still here, right?
I am. It was nice to hear Angelo's voice in the promo. And
yeah.
I hope he's listening because he is a great role model for safety while fishing
Absolutely.
And boating. And he
Absolutely.
Wears his life jacket. Oh, every time I've seen a picture of him and it shows he wears a life jacket. And I wish more people would follow his example. So, Angela, if you're listening, thank you. Because when I look at the drowning statistics, and unfortunately I do this every day, we know consistently 90% of people who drown when boating did not have a life jacket on. 90%.
There you go.
So
yeah.
There's a really quick fix to bring those numbers to almost zero, and that's to do what Angela does, which is to wear a life jacket. I mean,
it's
the single
easy.
Most important thing. And if a cool, great role model like him can wear a life jacket and feel very confident and comfortable, then anybody else can. Because many times, you know, I've done a lot of research with men who are boaters and fishermen. They say, I'm not going to wear a life jacket because I'm fine. I can look after myself. Or also, you know, when you drill down deep, it's like, I don't want anybody thinking I'm like nervous or scared or I can't, you know, look after myself and I don't want to look like a sissy, but Angela doesn't look like a sissy. He looks great. So it's a smart thing to do because most times when there is a boating fatality, the person suddenly, unexpectedly ends up in the water. Either they're thrown in, the boat capsizes, they fall in, mm-hmm. and so on. So it's not planned.
They lose consciousness.
Yeah, are people thinking, oh, yeah, I'll just grab that life jacket that's beside me and I'll pop it on when I need it. Well, like, you won't have time. Just like in a car, you don't have time to put your seatbelt on when you're about to go into a head-on collision. So if you wear it, if you find one that you like, that's comfortable, and a lot of them are completely lighter and more comfortable than the old kind, you know, wear it. Do what Angelo does. He's great. So I really want to have a shout-out to him. He's fantastic.
Well, thank you for that, Barbara. And a newsflash for everybody else. What Barbara said, I'm going to overrule her in that. You're going to grab that life jacket beside you. Normally, that life jacket is in a compartment. They don't even have it close to
them. I know. I was giving people a little benefit of the doubt. It's like,
I know.
Never find it. I know.
But the reality is, you know, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, he's a great ambassador of it. But you won't see him without a life jacket on anymore on the water. And
exactly. He looks great. And people, you know, I hear the stories, oh, well, I've been boating my whole life and I haven't needed one. Well, that's great, but the past doesn't indicate the future. You say, I've never been in a car crash. Well, doesn't mean you won't. It just means you haven't. So the same thing. I don't
right.
want to be like Debbie Downer here, but, you know, stuff happens. You know, weather changes, other boats, you might hit something. It's not like your fault or your, you know, boating prowess and so on. Stuff happens. So why not wear it and find one that's light and comfortable, these incredible inflatables, they're fantastic. They're no big deal. So why not? And then you can boat and fish the rest of your life. That's the point.
At the end of the day, be prepared. Be prepared to save your life.
And Barbara Byers can be a Debbie Downer. Okay, she's the one person in this whole show that can be a Debbie Downer because I'm telling you what she's saying, folks, is true. Just please
true.
Just use your head and just think a little bit about the rest of your life. Okay, that's what you have
exactly.
to do. Because you can,
yeah, a little bit of insurance. It's no biggie. Just a little bit of insurance. Yeah.
Barbara, how can people get a hold of you or check out the Life Saving Society? Tell us
that. Just go. We have a website. It's thelifesavingsociety.com, and there's all sorts of great information on there. And also, there's lots of a lot of the work we do is related to swimming safety programs for kids as part of our school program for Swim to Survive, and lots of great information. And if your kids are looking to take a course to be a lifeguard and so on, all that info is there. So lifesavingsociety.com. And my hope this summer is that people have lots of fun on the water and be prepared and be respectful of the water, because it can be very powerful and very surprising, you know, with currents and waves and all kinds of things. So be respectful, but enjoy it, because we have the best water in the world, I think, in Canada.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Barbara, I want to thank you for joining us and let everybody know the message that we want all people to get out, enjoy the outdoors, but be smart about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Okay, take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Barbara. That was Barbara Byers for the Life Saving Society, and you can find her on lifesavingsociety.com. Great stuff, and people, we need to take note of that. I mean, Ange and I, and Steve now, we're well aware of the... Well, we're well aware of how easy it is to wear a life jacket. That's it. It's plain and simple. Have your safety equipment on your boat and wear your life jacket, and you're probably going to have a long fishing career. Right, Stephen?
100%. Like, at the end of the day, I've got to admit, in my early fishing career...
All of us.
I was one of those people that didn't wear a life jacket.
Of course.
When I met Ange, and I was lucky enough to meet Ange 10 years ago, 10, even 15 years ago now, actually, he then... was the guy that was pushing the life jacket thing.
That's
and
right.
He pounded it into my head over the last 15 years. And now I don't get on a boat without throwing the life jacket on. They're
yep.
so comfortable.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense, guys. It makes sense.
And your passengers as well. You try. I mean, you can't force anybody, but you sure can make a kind of a rule of your boat. You get on my boat, you wear a life jacket. That's it. You know, PFD.
Done.
That's it. We're going to do a little quick report or a little intro to the Great Ontario Salmon Derby as well. It's on right now, and it continues through August 24th. The great prize, the great grand prize, is a Toyota 4Runner.
So nice.
That's a nice little prize.
That's a decent prize.
That'd be all right to win, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And there's many more prizes. Actually, I think it's $300,000
in the prize
more.
Pool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, which is well worthwhile. The website to go to is the Great Ontario Salmon Derby.ca, and it obviously has all the information. You can register online. I believe you can still get a ticket now, right? You can get it as an ongoing thing to get a ticket.
100%.
Yeah, you just if you're out on the water and you don't have a ticket and you're bringing a fish in, you're going to be mad, because if you have a dandy out there, you're going to be.
And there are dandies out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that right. There's an up-and-coming Islander shootout on August 24th. $5,000 in prizes for a fish caught that day. So if you check out the details online, you're going to see that this is quite the it's probably the biggest or best-run salmon derby in all of Canada, I would say. Or
absolutely.
Derby, not salmon derby. Derby in all of Canada. And I think in the next hour, we're going to give you the...
stats, and we'll let you know who's the leader, where we're at. So you've got an idea of what you got to do to go out there and put your name in the first place slot.
That's right, for a Toyota 4Runner. It'd be a nice little prize, wouldn't it?
Would be.